Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Kimberly Cross. I'm calling with Before and After Cleaning Solutions.
Good afternoon, Kimberly. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking.
Wonderful. That's good to hear. Let me go ahead and just pull up your account right away. Before and after cleaning. Here you are. All right. What can we do for you today?
So, my husband was trying to download the app on our working phone,
uh-huh.
On the business phone, the app, and it says that it was deactivated or not activated or something. I don't know, and I'm trying to figure out, like, if you can help me understand why it's saying that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me help you out with this. Now, let me ask you, when you log in, you know, were you able to download it, but it's not letting you in, right?
I think we were able to download it, mm-hmm. but it said on his phone that it was not activated. Now let me see what it says on my phone real quick. So I'm able to get in on my phone, but I had already, you know, I had downloaded the app on my phone from the very beginning because, you know, I was the one actually, you know, working on the app.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand. You're talking about, well, let me ask you, when you put that number in, right, that when you open the app, the first thing it does, it asks you for a phone number, right? What number did you guys use?
Okay. We used the numbers ending in 1230. Were we supposed to use the tracking phone number?
Well, actually, the 1230, that should be it, right? 1230. Let me ask you though, when you put that number in, did it send you the code? Did you get the code?
Yes. Yes.
On the other phone, right?
When we put in, oh, let me see. What did we do? I think we put in, I think we put in the 1230.
Okay, and when you put that okay. So that phone that you're talking about, the working phone that you're trying to install the app in, that's the one that ends in 1230, right?
No, that's the one that ends. That's the one that ends in 8355.
Okay, so you're trying to install it there. Well, the 8355 is the call tracking number, correct?
Right. Isn't that in other words, that's the number that clients call when they want to book our services, correct?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the 1230 is the number you all call when you want to get in touch with us.
That's the primary phone number. Uh-huh.
Correct. But, and that was all fine and good, except it said that it wasn't active. So, and it's not time for me to pay, is it? Is that the problem?
No, your account is active. Your account is active good till March 30th. I mean, when you open the app, it doesn't tell you it's canceled or anything, right?
Because when it was just saying reactivated, it was like to pay.
Uh-huh, yes.
Hold on just a second. Hold on. Let me get my husband on the phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, baby, when we entered in the information, what did it say? Did it say reactivate? Didn't it say reactivate?
Yeah. Let me see.
Is there any way that we can take a, you can take a screenshot of that error message?
Hello.
Good afternoon, by the way. No problem.
Uncle, you're finished, dude.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to send it to you, babe. Not
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. He's going to send it to me, and then I guess I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Because he doesn't, he's kind of, I mean, I think he's driving. So yeah. When I send it to you, what number do I send it to?
I can text you right now, so you can just reply to that number. Is this number you're using a cell phone?
Yes. Farah, did you send it to me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just sent it.
No, that's not what I wanted. I wanted that page where it said reactivate or it was deactivated.
That's the page I'm on, baby.
Oh, the whole thing? No, that's not...
Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on.
And actually, sir, there are several things that I'm seeing that's wrong. For one, you spelled... when we added... like when we first downloaded the app and we had to do all the acceptance of the terms and agreement, and then it said, you know, type in your name, then we couldn't go through to the next section because it the last name was spelled K E M E R instead of K E E M E R. But right here with the one that he sent me, I see that the last name is spelled correctly. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I don't know, babe. Did you find it?
So did I find it? No.
Okay. Well, anyway, I guess we're gonna have to call back tomorrow, or I'm gonna have to text this number tomorrow because he can't find it.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Unfortunately. So we'll do that. Now let me ask you this. When it's time to pay, how will I get the how will I get the message? I mean, how will we get the notification?
Well, I can go ahead and we can go ahead and send you a notification through text. I mean, usually it's done automatically, right, the payment, but we can send you a notification if you need one. It's due on the 30th of every month.
Correct. Yeah, I need to make sure that I get a a message, because I don't want there to be, you know, a gap because I forgot and didn't realize that it was due.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, I can certainly follow up with you a few days before the billing date. Just so you're aware, we'll send you a little notification through text, and that way we're on the same page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in regards to that error message you guys are seeing, I would just need that screenshot. I will still talk to tech about the issue. So, you know, if you want, I can reach out to you tomorrow, or you can call me back. I mean, when you're available, you tell me.
Can you call me around this time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or actually, maybe around 4:30, because we'll be together at that time.
Okay. Yeah, I can set up a call for tomorrow at 4:30, and then we can just make sure it's working for you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Do you have any other questions right now?
No, that's it. Thank you.
I'll talk to you tomorrow then, okay? Have a good one.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.